And now, James Gravel.
No one doubts that evil, pain, and suffering exist in the world around us. People who do not believe in God suggest that the presence of such things speak against His existence, while those who believe in God disagree and suggest that there are legitimate explanations for the existence of evil, pain, and suffering in a world created by God. For example, as creatures who possess freedom of choice, we frequently bring suffering upon ourselves because of our own bad decisions. From Judges 6, we learn that the Israelites had suffered terribly at the hands of the Midianites. Gideon asked God, "If you are with us, why then has this befallen us?" Judges 6:1 provides God's answer. "The children of Israel did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and He delivered them into the hand of Midian." The New Testament explains this principle. The Apostle Peter admonished, "Let none of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler in other men's matters." 1 Peter 4, verse 15. "If a man steals, might he go to prison? Yes. If a man murders, will there be undesired consequences and a price to pay? Yes. But are those things God's fault? No, they are not. You see, God did not give man just freedom of choice, any more than loving parents give their children just freedom of choice. Parents who love their children routinely allow them a bit of personal volition, but along with freedom of choice, parents also provide rules and regulations for its proper use. God has done no less for us. He did indeed endow us with what we frequently refer to as free moral agency. But along with that freedom, He also provided rules and regulations via His holy word, the Bible, to guide us in the use of that free moral agency. As the psalmist said, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119, verse 105. If we extinguish the lamp, subsequently leave the path, and then err, is it somehow God's fault? Hardly. God is guiltless, but we are not. And as we all know, when we sin, we introduce evil, pain, and suffering into our lives.